In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Father already alluded to this fact that today is called the Triumph of Orthodoxy. That ties in so beautifully, I think, with the Gospel reading this morning. When our Lord, having seen Nathanael under that fig tree, looking in his heart, knowing who he was, had said, I've seen you. And Nathanael's just absolutely amazed by this. And yet the Lord says, you're amazed by that? Oh, you've not seen anything yet. You're going to see even greater things than those. This Sunday of Orthodoxy, is in fact one of those high points that show us we have so much. We are seeing greater and greater things as the Holy Spirit unfolds to the church the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ and his ministry. It never ends. It doesn't end. It's so deep. It's so wide, this Orthodoxy. I'm using my son-in-law, and he's not here today to defend himself, but I think he'd be okay with me giving his example. My son-in-law, who was married to Elizabeth, my daughter, was himself a member of an evangelical church, we'll call it. It was really non-denominational, one of the bigger mega churches. He used to play in the band. He loved the praise music and all of that good stuff. And so when he started dating my daughter, and he'd start coming along with her to church, he was just kind of perplexed, like, what is this? I don't get this at all. This isn't anything like I'm used to. More and more he came along. Finally they got married. Finally. He said to us, he said, you know, at first this Orthodoxy, I couldn't get it, and I wasn't really attracted, but he says, there's something about it when I compare what I was going to. He says, and he's not a theologian, he's a simple man. He says, it was shallow water. There was nothing there, really. It was fun. You get turned on a little bit. But he said, I come here, and he says, I start listening to some of these prayers, and I see how deep this is. Yeah. And I said, keep coming, because you'll see even more. That's why the Lord himself says, come and see. Tell people to come and see. If they want to know Orthodoxy, it's about coming and seeing. It's about coming and experiencing. It's not about trying to teach them some deep theological book. It's about bringing them into the fullness of the presence of Jesus Christ as he has given it through his Holy Spirit in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Now today, what does this have to do with the triumph of Orthodoxy? Well, everything. A lot of people, when they talk about the triumph of Orthodoxy or Orthodoxy Sunday, we talk about our icons, because we're going to have our procession outside with our icons. And they think it's all about icons. And icons are important. But icons are important in the church for one reason only. Because of what they tell us about our God come down to earth. That he's real. This morning, in the gospel lesson, our Lord again told Nathanael, he says, you're going to see greater things than these. That is, that he saw into his mind and he knew who he was. He said, Jesus said, truly I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. First of all, anyone who thinks about their biblical theology a little bit will know that that's an allusion back to the Old Testament, to Genesis 28 and Jacob's ladder. And there was that vision, and Jacob fell asleep on that stone, and he had a vision of the angels coming down and ascending. And that was a prophecy of what was going to happen in the future through his descendants. Because the Lord said to Jacob, through your descendants, all humanity will be blessed. Who was he pointing to? Jesus Christ. And he's saying, through him, you're going to see greater things. And Jacob got to see it. He sees it now. Yes, indeed. Now Jesus says, I am that ladder. I have opened heaven down to earth, and the angels ascend and descend on me. That is, the grace of heaven comes down through me to you and through your prayers back. All because I took flesh of the blessed Theotokos. Again, what does this have to do with these? Well, this tells us something about our faith. That it is a real flesh and blood faith. That is why the triumph of Orthodoxy was so important. We go back in history just a little bit. What was the triumph of Orthodoxy? It had to do with the Seventh Ecumenical Council. In that council was affirmed, finally, that Orthodoxy is right to use images in its worship, because our God is a real God who has come down from heaven and assumed material flesh. And we can represent him, and we can represent all those who are his people, his saints. That's why the saints are on icons, because they are in Christ, united with him, and they are one, and we can represent them. Heaven is open, and the angels ascending and descending to the Son of Man to earth, the incarnation, the real flesh and blood Lord. This was the triumph of Orthodoxy, because as the seventh council, it was the culmination of all the councils before. Every council, the first council having to do with in Nicaea in 325, all the way through the sixth and to the seventh, all had to do with the same thing, really. That Jesus Christ is true God and true man, come to earth for us. And without that incarnation, without him assuming our flesh, he could not save our flesh. The incarnation is what is confirmed and celebrated on this day of the triumph of Orthodoxy. The prophecy he gave to Nathanael that you would see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man is what we celebrate on this triumph of Orthodoxy. Our God has come. Our God has triumphed. Now, as we go through this Lenten time, that prophecy comes to us as well. Those words that he spoke to Nathanael are what we are looking for as well. That we will see greater things. Originally, this time called Lent was a time in which those who were to be baptized into the faith and become Christians were given a little taste of this grace that was to come. They were taught of these things, prepared for the glory that they would see on the night of their baptism, when in their sinful flesh they would be converted and dunked into the water and see the glory of God come down and fall upon them, because they would be united to the flesh and blood of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and receive him in his body and his blood for the first time. Heaven would be open to them, and the angels ascending and descending on Christ into them. So my friends, we now use this time of Great Lent as we look forward to that great, wondrous feast again. And we know this prophecy is for us. And we know that our Lord has triumphed. And we know we shall continue to see greater and greater things. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.